This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, we're for the throne of grace. We come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight in the name of Jesus. And precious Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers on the requests. Thank you for the spirit of the Lord just to move upon this teaching here tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you for salvation to go forth this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Galatians, chapter 6. And we're going to be looking at verses 9 through 10, and also in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And the word of God reads in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunities, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are of the household of faith." In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28, the word of God reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Just for these next few minutes, I ask you to pray with us and for us as we're going to be talking about don't grow weary in well-doing. Don't grow weary in well-doing. People of God, we are surrounded by people who mock God. It happens all the time, even now in 2021. People of the world, they blaspheme God every moment of the day. Listen, there is a river of blasphemy that is flowing from this earth up towards God in heaven. You see, Satan's world system pumps out God's mocking propaganda and tries to deceive us as children of God, as believers of Christ. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, it let us know that the word says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Believers of Christ, Satan is trying to fool you. He's trying to deceive you. Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, God will repay the mockers because judgment day is coming. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening and those that will be listening in at a later time. Be prepared. And we will not escape what God has already established. You see, Satan is trying to fool the believers as well as those in the world that he already has. He's trying to deceive. Bible says he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. You see, God will repay the mockers because judgment day is coming. Yes, God is very patient, and he's being very patient with sinners. But God will repay one day. You see, God warns us in his word that he cannot be mocked, that you will reap what you sow, and that we all will reap what we have sown. Yes, believers of Christ, the fundamental spiritual law about what you sow, you shall reap. It is a pattern of your life, which leads to a guaranteed spiritual outcome. Again, tonight we are talking about don't grow weary in well doing. And our key subject verse is foundational verses. Again, it says in Galatians 6, verse 9 and 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunities, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Believers of Christ, we shall reap divine rewards. You see, in order for us not to grow weary or lose heart, we have to make sure that our motivation are in order. Believers of Christ, we are encouraged to see every opportunity to do good. You see, doing good refers to the ministry of reconciliation and restoration. It is about bearing one another's burden, supporting teachers of God's word, and so on to the leadership, to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Also to be in general perseverance. So we as God's people, we ought to minister first unto them, which are of the household of faith, the Christians, the believers of Christ. And then secondly, to the rest of the world. So don't grow, child of God, don't grow weary in well-doing. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus is speaking. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't grow weary in well doing. Believers of Christ, sometimes we become weary because there is so much opposition to the best plans for good, for doing good. You see, we have to keep the big picture in mind because the end result is about the saving of souls. Believers of Christ, we are a product of what we digest, whether it is in reading, in entertainment, in hobbies, and so forth. If we put forth all of our effort for God, we may get tired. We may be a little bit weary. But it will be worth it all in due season. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm going to repeat that because it needs to be repeated for encouragement purposes. Child of God, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, it says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yes, believers of Christ, even now in 2021, beloved, to grow weary, it means to become tired of something. My word of encouragement to you that are listening in tonight, and to those that be listening at a later time and date. As a child of God, don't grow weary in well-doing. People of God, God did not rescue us from sin and death to not do nothing. He means for us, his people, to give our life to doing good. You see, as we have opportunities, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. You see, this kind of doing just doesn't happen effortlessly. As a believer of Christ, it must be done intentionally and practice and plan. Bible says in the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 14, and let us also learn to maintain good works for necessary use, that they may be not unfruitful. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, Let us maintain good works for necessary use, that they be not unfruitful. Again, don't grow weary in well-doing. You see, doing good is not just for peaceful, convenient times in a believer's life, but it also for seasons of suffering and conflict. So let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. Yes, God knows, and He shall repay for the good that we do towards Him. Believers of Christ, the question may be asked, how do you not grow weary in doing good when you are challenged from within and from without? Well, the answer is, family of believers, chosen of God, believers of Christ, in your doing good, are you seeking your own glory instead of God's glory? Listen, everything that we do as a child of God must be done as unto Him, so that God may get the glory for it. Remember this always, that opposition presents you with the opportunity to humble yourself and for the testing of your labor. The temptation to weariness begins as a chance to check our own heart. See, the Word of God says for us to examine ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith. Examine ourselves on a daily basis. As believers of Christ, we need solid footing outside of ourselves in order to persevere in the things of God. We need God's wisdom for clarity, for direction, and for strength. You see, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 28, has thou not known, has thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, He fainted it not, neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Believers of Christ, it is God that giveth power to the weak, and to them that have no might, God increases and strengthens. So don't grow weary in well doing. Child of God, in order not to grow weary in well doing, it is to turn your attention to the author and finisher of our faith, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, when weariness in your life, in your good works for God, again, consider Jesus and draw strength from your God, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, the one that faint or grow weary, Yes, children of God, believers of Christ, our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that looks high, the one that sits high and look low, the one that neither slumber nor sleep, our God, the creator of the universe, the one that has all power in his hand. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. You see, our God has given us his word, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. God has given us his word, our spiritual manual to live by, that we might learn to lean on God himself. Not just true ideas, concepts, and Christian slogans, but specifically on the word of God for us. See, the Bible says in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 29, that the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed sprouted and growed up, he knows not how, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear. After that, the full grain in the ear. This is pertaining to corn at this particular time. Jesus' ministry here on earth. But when the corn is ripe, or the fruit is ripe, immediately the man put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. There is a principle that God has already established from the beginning of time, that there is seed planting time, and there's also harvest time to plant, and there's a time to reap. So people of God, humble yourself. Even now in 2021. And turn to God. Open up his word. And really read it daily. Bible says for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. And then trust him. Trust God on what he says, not what we see. You see, we are people of faith. We don't go about what we see, but we go about what we know. Because the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. According to Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us seek to adjust our hearts according to God's truth and not allow the world's appearance to stir us In other words, seek God's way. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. So don't allow the world's appearance and what is happening in the world stir us when it comes to life. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We're just passing through. Yes, believers of Christ, we must learn to lean not on our own understanding, whether it's for self-justifying or self-doubting. But let us lean on God's specific words and promises given to us in the Word of God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about don't grow weary in well-doing. See, as believers in Christ, God is good and worthy to be I need thee, oh,
need thee, oh, I need thee.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. We need God, hallelujah, more now than ever to be in charge of our lives. That's why it's very important for us to make sure that we get right with him and be in right standing with God and with Jesus Christ as being Lord and Savior of our life. Again tonight, amen, we thank God for all those that are listening, for those that will be listening at a later time and a later date. We just thank God for you. We value you and we really thank you for your support and your prayers, because indeed we are living in difficult times. But God is still able, hallelujah, to deliver and set free. And he's still able to do what only he can do. And that is to help us, to strengthen us in time of difficulties. Again, tonight we are talking about don't grow weary in well-doing. Thank you, Lord. God is good. So people of God, walking by faith in God's promises is no magic spell to force God's hand. No, walking by faith is a must for every believer of Christ to do. Trusting God's word doesn't bend his arms to conform to our timing. No, God has a set time to do things according to what he already has established, rather than trying to force God's hand. We need to be ready, and we need to ready ourselves and adjust our sense of timing to God's time. See, the Bible says, again in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, for us not to grow weary of doing good, for in due season, in God's time, we will reap if we do not give up or faint. So don't grow weary, brothers and sisters in Christ, in well-doing. You see, as a child of God, if you are generally doing good on God's terms by serving others and not yourself, in due season, you will reap if you faint not. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, for us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You see, God himself, he'll be the one to exalt you at the proper time. So keep, my brothers and sisters in Christ, keep sowing your time, your talent, your finance, faithfully to God's work and to help God's people. Because God sees and knows your labor in Christ, which will not be in vain. Yes, believers of Christ, the vast majority of doing good happens not in the limelight to be celebrated by people, but it happens in the private, unobserved places where God's kingdom go forward and eventually turn the world upside on a spiritual level. Child of God, the growing of not being weary and doing good happens through the planting and watering and waiting, which forces you to trust in God. Yes, again, in the Word of God in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those that are listening in, it's not by accident. Don't go weary in well-doing. As a believer of Christ, when God gives you a particular calling in your life, in order to fulfill it, usually obstacles emerges to confirm the genuineness of your calling. You see, the breakthrough comes in enduring the trials by faith and with faith in God's promises. In order not to grow weary in well-doing, child of God, you have to make sure that your motivation are in order. You only seek to please God so that your hard work, even if it is not being appreciated or criticized by others, are not noticed at all, you can still be thankful that you got to serve God. And that in itself should be enough. Yes, if you are waiting as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, to get the applause of people by patting you on the back, you have gotten your reward. But if you are expecting a divine reward to be given when you get to heaven, we must do things as unto the Lord and be willing to serve God from our heart without the need of people or someone else recognition. Don't grow weary in well doing. Believers of Christ, when it comes to salvation, we must trust that God sees the big picture for the saving of souls. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7, it says, so then neither is he that sowed, that planted and sowed anything. Neither is he that watered. But God is the one that gives the increase spiritually. God knows what people need better than we do. You see, God can see right beneath the sorrow and see that little sprout that is hidden from our eyes in people's lives. Child of God, you must fully put people, family, friends, as well as enemies, in God's hand. And let God give for the increase. So we as people of God must put our priority in order. Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, tonight we are talking about don't grow weary in well-doing. In other words, when it comes to sowing, don't sow seeds to the flesh. We as believers of Christ must run this Christian race all the way to the end. Because in due time, at the proper time, your labor will be done. And you will be in heaven. So run this race by faith and with endurance on a spiritual level. The God that we serve, he will reward us according to what we have done here as unto him and his word. So don't grow weary in well doing. Yes, believers of Christ, God is a good God. He is a God that knows us better than we do ourselves. Weary means being exhausted in our strength, our endurance, our vigor. We are asking God for freshness in our walk with him. Weary also means that our feelings, that we are feeling very tired or fatigued. Again, the word of God encourages in 1 Corinthians, in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Again, the word of God reminds us in in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So don't grow weary in well doing. We as believers of Christ battle against weariness associated with doing good. People of God, the worst enemy of eagerness, of zeal, is weariness. I'm going to say that again. People of God, believers of Christ, the worst enemy of eagerness and of zeal is weariness. You see that tired feeling that results from having run out of strength, patience, and endurance. All of us at one time or another, we have been there, and we have experienced weariness. You know, when we decide to start something great and wonderful, then there comes a time in a matter of a few days, weeks, or months, we are tired of what once have brought us a joy now has become a weariness, a wearisome burden. So believers of Christ, don't grow weary in doing good, especially when you are being persecuted. The Bible reminds us and let us know in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You see, persecution will happen. As faithful believers of Christ, we must expect persecution and suffering of various kinds from a world that has rejected Christ. You see, God himself has called his people to holiness. Again, we as God's children are called to live to lives of purity and holiness before God, our Creator, the one that have created heaven and earth. Don't grow weary in well-doing. You see, the world we live in, even today in 2021, suffer from the sin, from the disease of sexual immorality. The world, as we know it, is obsessed with things pertaining to sex. So people of God, while the times have changed, the message have not for believers of Christ. For this is the will of God for his children, for us to abstain from sexual immorality. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, the Apostle Paul tells the Ephesians as well as us, believers in Christ, today in 2021. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So let no man deceive you with empty words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Yes, beloved, people of God, we must take heed to the words of the Apostle Paul here, and we must flee sexual immorality. Because the Bible says, according to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18, flee fornication, because every sin that a man doeth is outside the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. This also impacts and encircles the act itself. Also, we must flee people that would entice us and materials that would stimulate improper thoughts on our behalf. Remember, the world that we live in and the world around us is a wicked place. It is a wicked, sex-craved jungle out there in the world. So we as believers in Christ, we must remain watchful and be aware of Satan's attacks and not grow weary in well-doing. Even in the face of such perverse sexual wickedness, the Bible let us know in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, for us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. So don't grow weary in well-doing, child of God. Because even when others take advantage of your compassionate support of generosity, don't grow weary in well-doing. See, God is the one that will repay you, because he knows about, God will repay, because he knows about your labor towards him and his work, which is not in vain. Remember this, there will be people, even in the church, in the body of Christ, that will take advantage of your generosity. However, you as a child of God cannot allow people and times of disappointment to harden your heart towards helping others who are truly in need. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't grow weary in well-doing. People of God, don't grow weary in well-doing when your resources are few. Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, let every man according as he has purpose in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, or of necessity. For God loves it, a cheerful giver. Believers of Christ, whether the giver is rich or poor, God loves those who cheerfully give out of the abundance of the blessings he has given them. So let us give ourselves to the Lord and then to the service of others with whatever the Lord has placed within our hands. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, even when others have grown weary and have given up. Believers of Christ, in our walk with Christ, there has been and will continue to be brothers and sisters in Christ who, for whatever reason, decide that this world's life is more important to them than the next life to come, and will abandon God and abandon us. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. We just thank God and pray that it was something that we said through the word of God tonight that will encourage you to go on a little bit further in the things of God. And we just say amen and amen to his word. We just hope and pray that something that was said that will encourage you along the way, that will encourage you in your walk with God, because he is worthy, and he is worthy to be praised every day of our life. God bless you and God keep you. It's our prayer. Amen.
Amen. We thank God that you've joined us for this broadcast today. Please share the number 347-826-9424 with family and friends, and join us every Tuesday evening and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would greatly appreciate it, and I'm sure there'll be some information that you can apply to your life. If you should have questions, comments, topics you'd like to send to us for discussion, or you want to speak us to speak on, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. T as in Tom, H-I, B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, U as in under, X as X-ray. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. The Lord willing, we will be back on the air with you on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Stay warm. Wear your mask. God bless.